It's time for Bookmark, the book review show on WPSU. Here's week 3 of Black History Month with our reviewer, Elise Bensel.
We all have our own family history. Mine is tied to Pennsylvania and told through the story of German immigrants traveling in covered wagons from the ports of Philadelphia to the farms of Allentown. But what happens when we try and recount an entire cultural history, or even a national history? Patricia Jabba Wesley's third book of poems, The River Is Rising, traces the tattered history of the war-torn nation of Liberia. Wesley writes of everything from her narrow escape of the Civil War to her current life in the Alleghenies of central Pennsylvania. While reading through this long narrative, totaling over 100 pages, I found myself drawn to the interwoven threads of history. Wesley weaves origin stories, native legends, and narratives of escape into a complex tapestry. She creates poems that read like an important historical volume, infused with an emotional depth that many historians would fail to accurately recount. Wesley builds her own personal story, yet moves beyond herself and her family to include all Liberian survivors and victims of the Civil War. And she uses the same storytelling methods of her lost home, the method of song. I found that the title poem of the book, The River Is Rising, emphasizes this style of narrative song. With its repeated chorus and short, declarative lines, the song brings together the collective voice with the individual voice. The strong female in the poem shouts, "Let no man stand between us and the river again." These lines sing from the page. Even after leaving her country, every event in Wesley's life connects to the larger Liberian diaspora. In Leaving, A Poem for G, Wesley confronts her family's departure from a small Michigan town. The town is embedded in its own history, and Wesley's past comes to the surface when she must leave it. She writes, "I am that other stranger seeking to find roots and ground and a place where even squirrel can run free, where the squirrel also belongs to me. War is such a mystery. Such an unexplained phenomenon, an unexplained grassland, the indefensible stories of seekers. But no one clings to those seeking for that new homeland, where memory can find place again." For me, this poem speaks for much of the book, the seeking to find a place to build up a new history, the ability to survive war, and the power memory has to rebuild a sense of home. Like all of our personal histories, Wesley emphasizes the need to remember and the need to pass on our legacies.
That book is The River Is Rising by Patricia Jabba Wesley, published by Autumn House Press. Our reviewer, Elise Bensel, is studying for her MFA in poetry at Penn State's University Park campus. That's your bookmark for this week. On WPSU, I'm Craig Johnson.